In this video, we explore a conversation between Father Pellegrino and Padre Pio regarding the denial of absolution to a woman who willingly underwent an abortion. Padre Pio's response is sure to leave a lasting impression, so stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. One day, Father Pellegrino approached Padre Pio, seeking answers to a decision that had troubled him deeply. Earlier that morning, Padre Pio had denied absolution to a woman who had voluntarily undergone an abortion. He couldn't fathom why Padre Pio would be so harsh with someone who was already going through a difficult time. Padre Pio explained his reasoning to Father Pellegrino. The day when men, frightened by the economic boom, or physical damage, or economic sacrifices, lose their horror of abortion will be a terrible day for humanity. Padre Pio's voice took on a commanding tone as he spoke, and he reached out to grab Father Pellegrino's habit with his right hand, pressing his left hand firmly against his chest, as if he wanted to make him understand the gravity of his words. Abortion is not only homicide, it is also suicide. And when we see someone about to commit both crimes at once, do we not have the courage to show our faith? Do we want to save them or not? Father Pellegrino asked curiously, "Why do you call it suicide?" Padre Pio's response was infused with righteous anger, yet balanced with a sense of compassion and gentleness. "You would understand this suicide of the human race if with the eye of reason you saw the ugliness and joylessness of the earth, populated with old people and depopulated of children, burned like a desert. If you reflected, then you would understand the twofold gravity of abortion. With abortion, the life of the parents is also mutilated forever. To those parents, I would like to impose upon them the ashes of the destroyed fetuses, to hold them accountable for their actions, and to deny them the possibility of appealing to their ignorance. The remains of a voluntary abortion should not be buried with false consideration and false piety. It will be an abominable hypocrisy. Those ashes should be thrown in the shameless faces of the murderous parents. If I left them in good faith, I would feel involved in their same crimes. See, I am not a saint, and yet I never feel as close to sanctity as when I say words, perhaps a little strong, but just and necessary, to those who commit this crime. And I am sure to have obtained the approval of God for my rigor. Exactly because of Him, after these painful struggles against evil, I always obtain moments of wonderful calm." Father Pellegrino, seeking to justify his point of view, argued, "If we cannot remove the obsessive habits from the minds of those who choose abortion, it is useless to mistreat them with the rigors of the church." Padre Pio responded, "My rigor in defending the arrival of children in the world is always an act of faith and hope in our encounters with God on earth. Unfortunately, as time goes by, the battle becomes stronger than our forces, but it must be equally fought because, in the certainty of defeat on paper, our battle seeks the guarantee of true victory, that of the new earth and the new heavens." Padre Pio's response to Father Pellegrino's question may seem incredibly harsh, but Padre Pio's stance is in accordance with the Church teachings. The Catechism states that human life must be respected and protected absolutely from the moment of conception. It goes on to say that, since the first century, the Church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. This teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. Abortion is a grave moral evil and a violation of the fifth commandment, "You shall not kill." Although the term abortion is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, it does address the sanctity of human life and the prohibition of killing innocent human beings. The Bible teaches that all human beings are created in the image of God and that the taking of innocent life is a grave sin. There are also passages in the Bible that speak about God knowing the person even before birth, such as Psalm 139, "For you formed my inmost being, you knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My very self, you know. My bones are not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, fashioned in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw me unformed. In your book all are written. My days were shaped before one came to be. And in Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet of the nations. These passages, among others, demonstrate the biblical teaching that God is intimately involved in the creation and care of every person. Padre Pio was known for being uncompromising in his adherence to Catholic doctrine, particularly when it came to issues such as abortion. Although his denial of absolution to a woman who had undergone an abortion may have seemed harsh to some, it was in accordance with the teachings of the Catholic Church, which regards abortion as a grave sin. For Padre Pio, the spiritual welfare of his parishioners was of the utmost importance, and he believed that, by denying absolution to those who had committed such a sin, he was helping them to acknowledge the gravity of their actions and to seek forgiveness from God with sincere repentance. The Church teaches that those who have had an abortion and repented can always find hope and forgiveness, and are encouraged to seek reconciliation through the sacrament of confession. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of the special program, but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.